Last Saturday, the MacArthur Military History Museum honored Women's History Month by hosting a talk exploring issues facing women in the military. Museum Director Stephen McCater introduced the event's main speaker, retired Colonel Alicia Sissy Rucker, who is the current director of the Arkansas Department of Veterans Affairs, and last year was the first woman inducted into the Arkansas Military Academy Hall of Fame.
She shows the strides that women in Arkansas are making and hopefully will continue to make in the field of the military. And please join me in welcoming Sissy Rucker.
Rucker's career in the National Guard was unprecedented, but her success was not without obstacles. When then Second Lieutenant Rucker tried to apply to helicopter flight school, she encountered resistance that lasted half a decade.
First time I ever felt discrimination. Very first time. Sissy, we'll take you anywhere you want to go. You don't need to do this. Well, that just made me more resolute than ever. But it did take me 5 years. 5 years in order to get into flight school after I watched man after man after man after man go. And that was pretty discouraging. But again, failure was never an option.
Despite the resistance of some, Colonel Rucker found some humor and satisfaction in overcoming perceptions.
When the first all-female flight crew took a helicopter out of the flight facility at Camp Robinson, you ever seen birds on a telephone line where everybody's lined up? Everybody was out there because they knew we'd never get back. This will not be pretty. They will not come back.
Gina Chandler, also working with the VA, focused her address on the unique challenges the VA has faced integrating women's medical care.
It wasn't until the last 8 years that the VA is finally recognizing gender-specific needs for women veterans within the VA. We are finally becoming a voice.
After the event, I asked Rucker if the presence of discrimination and sexual abuse in the military has changed over her career.
And it's still there. I think it's better, but also I think it's, you know, the attitude. I think it runs very deep.
During her talk, Rucker highlighted the growing number of female officers. I asked her if the presence of more female officers could make it easier for women to find assistance.
If it was something that was very, very personal, I might seek out another female. Almost every unit has a female officer in it somewhere, and I would say, hey, can I talk to you?
In response to an audience question, Rucker went into detail about steps the VA has taken to address the effects of sexual abuse, like making sure concerns can be shared in a more private setting.
And can you imagine going in and telling someone about this where everybody in the room can hear it? Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we went to the governor, and he's given us appropriation for more money to put up privacy, to put up the offices where people are treated with more dignity and more respect and more privacy.
Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.